2017.
It is 6:48 on a Thursday morning, and we are joined in the studio this morning by our Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School reporters, Rhea Lehman and Sam Zarling. Good morning, guys. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
How was spring break good for both of you?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a nice opportunity to catch up on that sleep, and it was great to get out there for practices, for baseball, and also at least to get one game in.
You got one game in.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Unfortunately, we came up on the losing end, 8-5. We were hanging right there with them. It's just they pulled off at the end.
Next game is?
Saturday, 2 o'clock in Mayville.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And soccer has also had some delays because of the weather.
Unfortunately, our game yesterday was rained out.
Or snowed out or something out.
Something. We do have a game on Saturday at 11, which should be a pretty good game.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start talking about some other things that are going on. We talked last time you guys were here about the Family Music Fest that's coming up Friday night. Let's talk a little more about that.
Yep. So it's a really fun event. Everybody's really looking forward to it this week. It's this Friday. It's April 7th. It starts at 5 and it goes till 9. And this is really a fun event. It's just for an opportunity for everyone to get together. So this is really informal. You can come and go, play some games, eat, check out the dessert bar and also the art places as well. The fish fry is just $9, so that's really hard to beat. And I'm assuming it's really good. So come on out. And we have performances by both the KML High School bands and choirs as well as the KML Elementary Schools.
And this year's theme is?
Cartoon Extravaganza.
Hey, I think I saw something on Facebook. They've got like the Warner Brothers bullseye logo thing with, I think I saw that as a poster for it. So
yeah.
Fun. More music coming up, elementary band concert coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The director of that, Mr. Amundsen, does a real nice job with that program. So that's coming up on Tuesday, April 25th at 6:30.
All right. What else is going on?
We have a kindergarten fun and fitness day on April 28th. Now, unfortunately, this was started after me and Sam were in kindergarten, so we weren't able to attend. But KML doesn't have school that day, and kindergartners take over.
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere in school. They come to play. There's a bunch of group activities, and it's just a really fun day for them to get together.
That sounds like a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the E-Cubed Summer Academy, what's that?
So in case if anybody was wondering, E3 stands for Educating, Encouraging, and Equipping. So that's where we get the E-Cubed. And it's just a unique opportunity for some of our kids in the Federation to do some camps through KML. So there's camps for kids 4 years old and up and some for adults. Our most popular camp is Cheer. Cheer also does a real nice job with that. And, others include basketball, chess, drama, Spanish, softball, cooking with kids, soccer, piano, and volleyball. There's an algebra booster for middle and high school kids, and as well as estate planning for adults. And check out kmlhs.org/E3 for more information.
All right. Sounds good.
And anyone can sign up for those. It's open to everyone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. I'm thinking first come, first serve till the courses fill up, probably how it goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Junior senior banquet coming up before too long, too.
Yeah, about 3 weeks from now, if I got that right. Mm-hmm. It will be held at the Four Point Sheraton in Brown Deer, and the music playlist will be done by seniors Ethan Aisbitt and Joey Porth. So it's a real look forward to event. So,
okay. What else is going on?
There was an LES math meet, which was Lutheran Elementary School, and there were students from 14 of our Lutheran elementary schools that attended. So they were grouped into 5th and 6th grade and 7th and 8th grade, and then they were just given a bunch of math tests and they had a lot of fun doing it. Mm-hmm. We actually have a bunch of events that we do with our grade schools. There's art and science fairs. There's cross-country meets, track meets, forensics, tournaments, spelling bees. There's a bunch of athletics and a bunch of activities that everyone can get involved in.
Mm-hmm. Sounds exciting. Yeah. So the a music trip.
Yeah. So that took place over spring break. My sister went on that trip, so she really enjoyed it. They visited a bunch of places, one being was San Antonio. They also stopped at St. Louis and the Arch, too. The choir did a real nice job down there. They earned 3 first places, and the band earned a first place.
Oh.
So congratulations go out to them.
Yeah, no kidding. Great stuff. So we talked a little bit about baseball and girls soccer, but track also mm-hmm. going on. Some good things to pass along, right?
Mm-hmm. One of our seniors, Bram Miller, he set a school record for the shot put. He got 55 feet and a half inch.
That's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was running in the gym one day, and he's over there practicing, and he's hurling that shot put like it's nothing. I'm like, holy cow, this guy, he's a big dude, and he's strong, and he's a really good friend of mine. So congratulations go out to him on that. That's super awesome.
And track meet coming up?
Today.
Is it today? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Today.
We'll see if the weather's supposed to, I mean, it's supposed to turn up almost sunny this afternoon. So that should be able to happen unless everything is mm-hmm. too sunny.
Isn't it supposed to be really windy today, too?
Still windy, yeah.
Let's just hope the wind's going with the track people instead of against it.
Well, as you make the circle, it's with mm-hmm. you part of the way and against you part of the way, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, so that's coming up. That's mm-hmm. this afternoon, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. The auction?
Yeah. So this past Saturday, we had the KML Helder annual auction. It was held over at the Florian Park in Germantown. And Katrina Cravey was MC there. And actually, I've never heard of her before that. And so she was super funny to work with. And she was really professional. It was just really cool to be able to meet somebody like that. My job there was to raise money through raffle tickets. So we had some prizes over on the side. And my job was to help sell raffle tickets. And other volunteers who helped make the night successful included my brother, Solomon Zarling, Evan Tice, Ryan Tice, Mindy Weber, Katie Scherf, Brooke Beatty, and Abby Malco. And I apologize if I forget anybody, but our guest raised over $100,000 to go towards robotics, which is part of our technical education curriculum, our videography club, and student assistance.
That's pretty impressive.
Sweet night. Yeah.
It's a good night when you can raise that much mm-hmm. money.
Yeah.
And then send it off to programs that are really kind of trending at this point as far as, you know, potential careers and so on and so forth, right? Mm-hmm. Good stuff there. Mm-hmm. Student council?
Yep. So yesterday we had our new officers elected. I know Ted Mulkentine is our new president, so congratulations go out to him. Xander Bogart is our new president. And so one of the cool things we'll be doing for student council is Secretary's Appreciation Day is coming up. And we also do a teacher appreciation day, so we will get to school early and make a breakfast for them. And one of the neat things, as well as we're looking forward, as we look forward to next year, is we have 123 freshmen already enrolled. It's the largest class ever with 126. So that's the current freshman class. So hopefully we maybe could beat that record.
We might pick up a few more between now and then, right? Mm-hmm. That could still happen. Mm-hmm. All right. AP testing. Fun topic, right?
Very. The juniors and seniors have the opportunity to take AP tests, which are just advanced placement tests, mm-hmm. And they cover a multitude of subjects. I'm going to be taking one that's the English language and composition, mm-hmm. and those are all taken in early May.
Okay. All right. So do you do some kind of, is there a practice kind of thing you do with those?
I went online and looked it up on the website, and they have a bunch of practice questions, some helpful tips on there for how you can get better and practice for the test.
Okay. What's the NHS up to?
Yeah, so we have a blood drive coming up on Wednesday, April 26th, and that's from 8 to 1. And then the National Honor Society is also running games, booths, and helping up and setting takedown equipment at the Family Music Fest coming up this Friday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we've got some things going on in some other classes too, right?
Yep. So a couple weeks ago, our teacher, Mr. Schmott, had a conference to go to. So we had a guest German teacher from Wisconsin Lutheran College from Milwaukee, Mrs. Krause. And she's originally from Berlin, so you can actually still see that German accent. So it was really neat to learn a little bit from her. And it was just really super neat all around.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And creative writing class?
Yeah, in our creative writing class, we're currently going through our memoir section. So each student had to pick a different memoir, and we're reading it right now, and then we're going to be writing our own, which is really cool. I did not know that the memoirs were going to be this interesting, but I really love it so far.
Oh, great. Great. Who did you pick for yours?
My book is called A Glass Castle.
Okay.
It's about this woman who grew up with her family that was always moving around and the different struggles they had with that.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that can be tough. Mm-hmm. That can be tough. All right, and one more thing. What's going on with U.S. history?
So we just wrapped this up, but one of our assignments was to create a newspaper about different aspects of World War One.
Oh.
So my group had the effects of World War One. Other people had different people in World War One, different prominent figures. And then we had to create a newscast, so a television broadcast or a radio broadcast about the different things that we put in our newspaper.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. Well, I guess it's about time for you guys to head off to school, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want
you
to be
about that time.
Don't want you to be late. And of course, you know, traffic between here and there can be tricky.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Sam. Maria, thanks. Always good to see you. And we'll see you again soon.
All right.
Thank you.